Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday morning. It'll be a little bit rainy today, rainy tomorrow. Better by Sunday. I'm trying to get a handle on the timing and Jazz Fest and all of that stuff, but I would just say be ready for some rain if it happens. We are joined now by U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. Yes, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you, man?
I'm okay. I just heard a commercial just now about the tariffs and the economy tanking. I talked about tariffs. The president, Tim, play that soundbite, if you would, please. I don't think the president's grandkids are going to have less dolls. It's going to hit people differently when it comes to these tariffs. One thing that does concern me is that any money that's being collected from tariffs is going into the U.S. Treasury, and it seems as though the government's going to spend as much money as you give it. So when it comes to pain and gain and tariffs and long-range plans, not everything President Trump does is good. Not everything he does is bad. Give me your thoughts on tariffs, because you've been a big debt and deficit guy throughout the time you've been in Washington, especially as it relates to Social Security.
Absolutely. So first, let's just say that most Americans think that it's the president. Let me start over. The president has a goal of how do we make this economy more fair to our fellow Americans. And the fact that another country would charge tariffs on our goods that are higher than the tariffs we charge on their goods just doesn't seem fair. And you can speak about specific industries in Louisiana, be it shrimp or rice as commodities or other products, in which our folks feel like they're being put out of business by tariffs and tariff-like activity in other countries. So the president wants to make that fair. And one way is to say, okay, you have a tariff on us, we're going to put a tariff back on you. We've seen the response. Already countries right off the bat, Cambodia, Vietnam, a major trading party, Israel, all came to the table, said, listen, we will lower our tariffs. That's all a positive thing. Now, is it going to be tomorrow? No. But is it a process that they're working through to make this economy more fair for the average American? Yes. And might there be a bump in the road? Yes. But at the end, the goal is to have a better economy for us all, and that's a pretty good goal.
So do you think it's going to work? That, I guess, when it comes to, you know, no pain, no gain, I'm getting text about that, and people that are buying into the tariffs, how much pain, who is it going to affect, and how do we judge gain? How do we know when we've won?
Well, we'll know if Vietnam, who's a major trading partner, if they lower their tariffs so that not only do we have more made in America in the United States, but more made in America in Vietnam, which means the goods we produce can go there without them sicking a big tariff on us, then we've won. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll still get their goods because our tariffs are lower than theirs. We want them to get our goods, and that creates better jobs for our fellow Americans. That will be the way we will judge it. And that's a good goal. We want better jobs for and more jobs for us. And so, and the president's trying to attack that in a variety of ways. One's the tariffs, but two's the investment. Mm-hmm. And so as we get more investment here, then those jobs will be created. We got a better economy for us all. That's the goal.
Let me ask you about executive orders and the president, because something that keeps sticking in my mind is, I know you and I have had conversations, as have other members of the delegation, and local politicians as well, that told me President Biden could change the whole flood insurance program.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With the stroke of a pen and an executive order. Well, now we got President Trump that's issuing a lot of executive orders on a daily basis. I get them emailed to me every day. We have Mike Johnson, who is the Speaker of the House, Steve Scalise, Majority Leader in the House. It would seem like timing is everything, and if President Biden could fix the flood insurance program or give Louisianians a break with the stroke of a pen, President Trump could do the same thing. And considering Mike Johnson's the Speaker of the House and Steve Scalise, the extraordinary power they have, as he has as a majority leader, any chance of that happening, or have you had any conversations about that?
That's a great idea, Tommy.
Well,
again,
thank you.
If we're talking about an economy, economy that works better for us all, then obviously the cost of homeownership is a big deal. And it's on my mind because I've been working with my staff. We've had four or five conversations this past week on flood insurance reform. So it's something front and center. So what I'll ask my staff to do is to send a letter to the president, and we'll communicate directly asking him to do an executive order to fix some of the issues that have been there with flood insurance. What a great idea, and thanks for prompting it.
It would seem like if Biden could do it, then Trump can do it. And we have such influence now in Louisiana. It's like, you got to take advantage of it when you got it, right? Because timing's everything. Let's talk about what else you've been working on, Senator.
Yeah, so we've been working on fentanyl is a huge issue. We've talked about this before, Tommy. Mm-hmm. And I want to, again, give a prop shout out to the president. In his first 30 days, he lowered illegal immigration across the U.S.-Mexican border to the lowest in decades. And with that, disrupted the flow of fentanyl. I passed something called the Halt Fentanyl Act. Why is this important? Tommy, everyone listening knows of somebody affected by fentanyl, oftentimes somebody who's died from an overdose. We now have strategies by which we can give Narcan to reverse the flow of fentanyl, to reverse the effects of fentanyl. So my Halt Fentanyl Act, which has passed the Senate, it'll pass the House soon and be signed into law by the president, says that if a cartel, a criminal, is selling something which is fentanyl-like, not quite fentanyl, but fentanyl-like, it addicts and it kills like fentanyl, then they're just as guilty as if they have fentanyl itself. It's one more tool for law enforcement to go after the criminals promoting people dying from something like fentanyl. Very pleased about that, and I look forward to a signing ceremony where the president signs it, and I'm getting a pen with his name inscribed on it, celebrating the passage.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was getting ready to ask you, if you can get an executive order signed with flood insurance based on my idea, I sure would like a pen if you can get me one.
You want a pen, brother? I'll get you a pen.
I do. I'm serious. As it relates to flood insurance, if we can get an executive order signed to bring down flood insurance rates and get FEMA under control, and it seems like when you talk about government overreach and bureaucracies that are out of control, FEMA would be one of them, especially with the methodology when it comes to the risk rating 2.0, which I don't think we ever did find out, did we?
Well, so your point, though, the risk rating 2.0 is a FEMA policy which can be reversed with the stroke of the pen, and we're going to approach the president on that. And I'm optimistic because this president wants to do a series of things which help our fellow American, not the rich guys, but the folks who are driving their 10-year-old pickup truck, going to work, coming home, kissing their spouse, sending the kids off to the softball game in the late evening, and going to watch them. Those are the people he sympathized with, and the cost of home ownership is part of that. If we can lower the cost of flood insurance, that helps those families.
I'm counting on you, Senator. Get it done.
Thank you, Tommy.
Any other final thoughts before we let you go or not? Something else you're working on?
We're always working on lots of stuff, man. We're trying to work on something that would address the fact that when we produce goods in the United States, we take care of air pollution. When they make those same goods in, say, China, they don't. That lowers our cost of manufacturing by 20%, makes their goods cheaper on the world market than ours, but they're exporting their pollution to us. We're trying to address that. We think we're getting a lot of support from industry, and we think we're getting support from the administration. We'd like to put that fee out there for anybody trying to lower their manufacturing costs to steal our jobs by dumping their pollution on us. Very excited about that because we're getting a lot of support from industry, a lot of support from unions, and it sounds like we're getting support from the administration.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate your time. Stay in touch. Senator Bill Cassidy, Senator Dr. Mr. Bill Cassidy, 654, 6 till 7. I sure hope we can get something done with flood insurance rates and President Trump can sign an executive order, because they said Biden could do it. And if Biden can do it, I would think Trump can do it. 6 till 7, traffic now, WWL.